survey says it's 6 o'clock. Time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Welcome, everybody. Great to have you with us. It's Friday night at Family Feud, and two Aussie families stand ready to battle it out to guess the answers to some very simple questions. And the winner will play for $10,000. And if the Toomies win tonight, they'll be back on Monday night to play for a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander. Yeah. No pressure. Time to meet our families. First up, would you please welcome back? They are on their fourth night. They are the Toomies from New South Wales. Did you hear what I just said?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Let's focus on the now, though.
Yes.
Let's focus on the now, but that's what's just a little bit in front of you.
Yes.
Okay, remind Australia who's on board your team.
My wife, Fran.
Yes.
My star daughter, Jade.
She's the gun player.
That she is. And my sister-in-law, Bear.
Hi, Bear. Great to have you back. Ready to take them on tonight. From Victoria, it's the Barrett family.
Lovely to see you too.
Did you almost like get confused because I don't wear a name badge and you went, hi, Grant?
Yeah, I did have to stop the thing.
Welcome. Well, it's my show and we have a lot of fun and we give away a lot of cash.
Thank you.
Does that sound pretty good?
Love it.
I'll do you a deal. Okay. Remind Australia who's on board your team or introduce us if you will.
My sister-in-law, Tanya. My sister-in-law, Diane. And my brother, Chris.
Lovely to have you guys along. We're in for a fun night tonight, I promise you that. Ready to go? Team captains, round one. Let's do it. Now, we surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Now, if a couple decided to call off their wedding, what would they need to cancel? Fast, Louise.
The reception.
You have to cancel a reception.
Yes. Yes.
What do you do?
I'm an ICU nurse.
ICU nurse.
Yes.
The busy end of the hospital.
Yes.
The important big end of the hospital.
Yes, very important.
So this is like a walk in the park for you.
Yeah.
You're used to stressful situations.
All the time.
So you'd be just feeling right at home right now, yeah?
I'm just, you know, stay calm in an emergency situation.
Uh-huh.
Everything to be okay.
This is a walk in the park. It's a walk in the park. It's not life or death.
Definitely not.
Cancel the guests.
Not to turn up.
Because they're going to be pretty angry when they all turn up and there's no wedding happening.
That's right.
Paul, good options.
They are, but I'm going to say the celebrant.
Cancel
priest
the celebrant. Your wife's looking at you like you've just ignored the whole family and they're not happy.
Mm.
But celebrant, he's going with regardless. Dad Does the Business. Number 8. The Bunny. Everything. The invitations of the guests. The super player had that. The super player Jade had that. Of course she did. She's awesome. Right, the scores are 65. Early days yet, so don't worry about the zeros up there, Barrett. If you're going to win for 5 nights in a row, we know that's on Monday if you win tonight. They'll be taking home the amazing all-new Mitsubishi Outlander if they win on Monday. Now, this family SUV seats 5 comfortably and is packed with features including touchscreen audio, CVT auto with paddle shift and eco drive support as well. Now, it's a question for everyone playing along at home. Let's do this together. Now, I want the top answer to this one. What's the worst thing to find in an outdoor toilet in the middle of the night? Yucky, yucky. The answer coming up after the break. Don't go anywhere. It's Friday on Family Feud. Two families are competing for the chance to win $10,000. Now, before the break, I asked, what's the worst thing that you can find in an outdoor toilet in the middle of the night? The top answer was...
Smile!
Yes, it is. Fran and Tanya. Let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something savoury you bake in the oven. Fran.
Quiche.
Quiche.
I was going to say onions.
You bake onions in the oven. No, it isn't. Fran.
Pass.
Pass. Pass. Pass. Pass. You got to go play. You a cook? You a chef? Pretty handy in the kitchen?
Not bad. I've got a husband who does most of the cooking.
Ooh,
but I like the baking.
How lucky are you? Oh, nice.
I'm very lucky,
okay.
Yes.
So name something savoury then you bake in the oven.
Sausage rolls.
Sausage rolls are savoury?
Mm. Yes.
Wow. Brett, is this your
Brent,
forte?
It is. Cooking is.
Is it really? Why are they laughing then?
Because they're stupid. I didn't mean that, I didn't mean that. They're lovely, lovely, lovely.
Is there a few siblings in this family?
6 sons and 2 daughters.
Yeah, yeah, righto. So there's, yeah, cool. And
yeah, quite a few, yeah, yeah.
Did you have to go through a rigorous program to make the selection here tonight?
No, no one wanted to come on. So none of the sons wanted to come on anyway.
And
so
you were the only man to stand up to the task.
There's still a pigeon in every family and it's me. Here I am.
Name something savoury you bake in the oven.
I would be cooking scones.
You'd be cooking scones. Mm. Oh. Oh. Good try, Chris. Sorry about that, mate. Louise?
Meat pie.
Meat pie? Yeah. Let's give it a shot. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Tanya?
Lasagna.
Sounds pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah! The Californian girl does it! Well done, Diane.
What I'm going to say is also Italian. I'd
yeah.
say pizza.
Pizza in the oven. Yeah. You get another shot at it, mate.
Thanks, Grant. You're a gentleman. You going to ask me or are you just...
Oh, you can just... You just blow
biscuits.
It out. Biscuits. You're going to bake some biscuits in the oven. Biscuits. I like that. That's a pretty good answer. Oh, man. Can't take a trick tonight, Chris. Louise. That's 2 strikes down, so the Toomies are having a think.
Pasties.
Pasties?
Yeah.
Two away from a clean sweep, Tanya. Now, this is really not your field right now, is it?
No.
You can save lives, but when it comes to the oven...
No, that's it.
That ain't your thing.
No, it's definitely not my thing. Okay, so what should we say? Roast chicken?
Let's give it a shot. Good try, Tanya. Sorry. Toomies.
Never mind.
Bear.
Souffle.
Souffle. Lovely. Jade.
Hot chips.
Hot chips. Fran.
Bread.
Just the bread.
A bread.
Paul, would you like to listen to your family? Maybe this time? It worked for you the last time, I've got to add, though. You went rogue and it worked. But wonderful options, or do you have something yourself?
I think bread sounds very good.
Bread sounds like a good one?
Yes.
Let's see if bread is on the board. Potatoes are another one as well, which takes the two of these to 146. Barrett's yet to get on the board, but it's early days. No big drama, really. Look, we know you love watching Family Feud, then why not play along at home with the official Family Feud game? Just simply head to 10 Play and check out Family Feud for all the highlights and fun stuff that goes on behind the scenes as well. After the break, double points time, which means both families are well and truly in this. It's a great night. We'll see you after this. Feud where the tomb is currently leader 146. The Barrett's yet to get on the board, but no big deal. Early days, it's double points time, which means both families are still in the running. So give me Jade, give me Diane, let's play.
Sorry.
We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Besides a person, name something else you might fall in love with at first sight. Diane.
Piece of jewellery.
Jewelry. Oh, interesting. Jade.
I'm thinking a pet.
A pet? Is pet on the board? Oh. Pass or play? They're passing, you're playing. You ready to play?
I'm ready to go, Grant.
Besides a person, name something else you might fall in love with at first sight, Chris. It's a beautiful question.
Car.
You might have fallen. Yeah. You're a man after my own heart. Yeah. 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 Hey? It's Louise.
A pair of shoes.
A lady says shoes. You've been lying to your husband.
I have.
I think you need to air this dirty laundry and get it over and done with. What's okay. been going on?
Sometimes I lie and say I like what he's cooking for dinner.
What particular dish?
Curried sausages.
Curry sausages.
That's long... definitely an Aussie thing. Yeah.
How long have you been living the lie?
12 years.
So this is the first time... He's been serving these up to you going, oh, Danny's going to love it tonight.
Yes.
I'm making me best dish, me and curry like, sausages.
So excited.
And Dale will come home from a long day at the ICU and yes. she's going to see this dish of pleasure that I've made for the yes. love of my life. And she's just going to love it.
Yeah.
And you're not loving it.
No. Not at all.
Would you like to offer a suggestion to this poor husband whose heart you have just crushed?
I still love you. Don't cook any more curses.
Besides a person, name something else you might fall in love with at first sight.
Clothes.
Clothes, yep. That's a good, good answer. Diane?
Well, I'm actually house hunting for a new house at the moment.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen the one yet.
Ah.
But I think I might fall in love.
You know when you're in the right one, don't you?
Yes.
You know you're in love with the right house when you see it.
Yes. Back to me, is it great?
Besides a person, name something else you might fall in love with at first sight.
Your wife.
Your...
future wife.
Besides
a person.
A person.
Besides a butt.
What? Boat. Boat. That is the first strike, so still going well, Barrett. We're having a lot of fun. 3 left on the board. Happy with this team that you have assembled beside you? A rabble bunch.
Oh, I'm going to say a handbag.
You're going to say a handbag. You're just listing accessories. Second strike. Oh. Right on, Toomies. Get set for a potential steal.
Can we say a dog?
OK, we'll try a dog.
Yeah!
Well, that's pretty cool. 2 left for a clean sweep. This will save you guys. You're on 0 at the moment, but maybe not for long, Diane.
A place, the place you go on holidays.
So you fall in love with a place.
Yes.
That's 3 strikes, Barrett. Good try, though. Toomies, Beth.
A piece of furniture.
You fall in love with a nice piece of furniture. Jade.
I would say a meal or a food, maybe.
Fran.
Yeah, I'm going to go with food.
Okay, Paul.
I'm going to go with food.
You're going to go with food? You didn't even try that. No. He says food for the steal. So the two beers have reached 300 and they are our champions yet again. Oh. And the answer, wow, winning on their fourth night, which means it takes them to play on Monday for the car. Congratulations. Oh, man, Barretts, we had a lot of fun. You guys played really well, but just pipped at the post by... The Toomies are playing really well over there. They're tough. They're tough.
They are.
Had a little bit of fun.
We had great fun. Thank you.
Look, it wasn't $10,000, but you don't go away empty-handed. eBay are going to give you a whopping $1,000 to spend at Australia's largest online shopping destination, eBay. Thanks for playing, Barretts. Good to see you guys. Thanks for coming out. Toomies, fast money time. Fourth time. Oh. We haven't seen this lineup before. Welcome, Bear.
Yeah.
Excited?
Terrified.
Righto, just chill out in our soundproof booth that way. You're going to go first, and you're very good at this. We haven't had a player that has so far performed so highly every single time at Fast Money. You can do it again.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it is. Fast Money time at $10,000 next on this fabulous Friday.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Welcome back. It's Fast Money time here on The Feud. You can tell it's Friday. Now, let's see if the Toomey family can win some cash. The good news is you've so far won $21,790. You're now champs again, which means you come back on Monday to play for the car, which is brilliant news. Now, if you and Bernadette get 200 points or more between you, you'll win the $10,000. You know that's the deal. Bernadette is now currently in our soundproof booth. Oh, look, there's a bear in there. Oh, and she's on a chair as well. And we're about to play games, and if you win, that's quite a story to tell. I'm going to ask you five questions with 20 seconds to answer. If you pass, we'll come back at this time and the clock starts at the end of that first question. So, are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Best of luck, Jade. Name one thing you want your partner to stop doing.
Farting?
Name something a lot of people take photos of.
Food?
Name something you see on an accountant's desk.
Paperwork.
Name something people do very noisily.
Eat.
Name something you never want to see come to an end.
A winning streak.
Whoa. It was good and deep.
I don't know.
Oh, let's go. Ooh. Ooh, I feel like we're in some sort of, like, pose. Ready?
Charlie's Angels.
Charlie's Angels, let's knock this board out. Yeah. Bring on the weekend. Name one thing you want your partner to stop doing. You said... Survey says... 11. Name something a lot of people take photos of. You said... Food. The survey says... 7. Can tell you work in a restaurant. Name something you'd see on an accountant's desk. You said... Paperwork. Survey says... Name something people do very noisily. You said. Eat. Survey says. 45 takes your total to. And name something you never want to see come to an end. You said. This winning streak right here. Survey says. You've gone from being the top of the class, our best performer ever, to not a stronger star, but certainly we're not out of the game yet. Jade, head back to the family, clear the board. Welcome back, Bear. Hope you enjoyed our best and less soundproof booth.
It's great.
Is it nice in there?
Yeah.
Look, normally what happens is Jade just delivers and gets, like, 150 or so of the 200.
She crashed and burned, didn't she?
Yeah, to put it delicately, yeah, you need 155 to get
$10,000.
Okay.
So, Connie, you've got to do the work that she normally does.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you the same five questions, but you're the second player. It's a little tricky. I'll give you an extra 5 seconds. If you pass on a question, I'll ask it again if there's time. And if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound. And I'll ask you to try again. Mm-hmm. Can we remind everybody of Jade's answers and 25 seconds on the clock too, please? The time starts from the end of the first question. You ready?
Yeah.
Best of luck.
Thanks.
Name one thing you want your partner to stop doing.
Pass.
Name something a lot of people take photos of.
Their children.
Name something you'd see on an accountant's desk.
Money.
Name something people do very noisily.
Chew.
Name something you never want to see come to an end.
This game show.
Name one thing you want your partner to stop doing.
Nagging you.
Oh, good. Just in time. Just in time. Fingers crossed. Let's go. How was your first attempt at fast money?
I got it over and done with. So I'm happy.
Just doing the basics.
Yep, that's right.
Name one thing you want your partner to stop doing. You said... Stop nagging me. Does it happen?
He says I nag him, but I don't think so.
Mm. Survey says... 3. The top answer was snoring.
Oh,
so we need 152 here from you. Name something a lot of people take photos of. You said... Of their children. Mm. Not a bad answer. Survey says... Excellent. Themselves.
Okay.
It's the day of the selfie.
I know. I'm over that.
Name something you'd see on an accountant's desk. You said money. That's what they do.
Yeah.
Survey says 3. Calculator, you would have the top answer.
My husband's an accountant.
Oh, my God. You really need to pay more attention to your husband.
Don't tell him that.
Name something people do very noisily. You said... Chew. We need 125 from these last two answers.
Could be possible.
Survey says. That sure doesn't help. 8 was the top answer. Jade had that. So you were very close to the theme. Just got no points. Final question. Name something you never want to see come to an end and you said God love you. This game show. Oh, hey, I'm totally with you.
Will you give me extra points for that?
Oh, look, if I could, I would. If I'd been surveyed, I reckon it's a great answer. Let's see if Australia agrees. Survey says. What? What, everyone? Not $10,000, Boone and Debbie. You gave it a red hot crack. And the good news is you get $10 for every fast money.